Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans pants, right?
Hey everyone, and welcome to a midweek special late night edition of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask, what did we think of Avengers Infinity War? Obviously, this has full spoilers. If you've clicked on this and you think it's not going to, what is wrong with you? Honestly, you probably didn't even need that warning. Look, fuck you.
That's a... yeah. Gave you just enough rope good to hang start. Yourself with.
What a start.
Good start. Well done.
That good goes props. To anyone who clicked on it being like, I hope they don't spoil it. That fuck you is for you, but I'm hoping that went to no one as you're all clever enough to figure that out. My God. All right. Another thing before we start this episode is we usually do the, what did we like about the film? What didn't we like about the film? What didn't really make sense? And the first two parts of that are boring.
That okay. is true.
We liked the film. Let's just talk about it.
Right. Well, where do we start now that you've
destroyed the structure of the show? Where to begin?
It's late. I'm loose.
Can we go with things we really liked?
Yes, that's a good place to start.
After all that.
What an introduction, though. I'm fiery, which is weird because I liked the film.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's late.
Maybe.
And I worked before we saw it.
You did.
And I got yelled at a lot.
That could be.
So I'm angry.
You're on edge.
I'm angry at people that saw the movie, even though I saw the movie, just because they were so yelly.
You're ropeable.
Yeah, ropeable.
But now you're just as yelly as they are.
I know, but I'm not yelling
at... the thing you hate. You've
I'm yelling at my audience. Not my audience isn't yelling at me. So
not
it's fine.
Not yet. I like the vast majority of this film.
I also liked, maybe not the vast, actually, I liked watching this film, but I feel like that when I rewatch it, I'm going to be like, okay. Mm.
I've come to accept that every Marvel movie is a one watch.
Yep.
If you watch it a second time, it's on you.
Yeah.
You watch every Marvel movie I've enjoyed whilst watching, barring maybe Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Every Marvel movie I've rewatched, I've liked less.
So.
Yes, so I'm just not rewatching
as
Marvel
a man,
movies.
Actually, you go first before I interject. George is also here.
That's just my global Hello? Take on watching a Marvel.
Well, I just feel like it's maybe recently just because of the film has gone.
No, every any single
so
one.
So you're saying like Iron Man, yep. Iron Man 3, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 you've watched surely heaps of times.
I've watched three times. I've liked it less and less every time I've watched it.
Yeah, look, I'm with Jack on that
one. First time I watched you guys. You guys are crazy.
That's all right. Look, I'll jump to your defense here, George. Thank as you. A man who has rewatched all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, as good friends. As a man who's rewatched all of them recently, you're wrong, but the ones that stand out on rewatches are not the ones that stand out in the cinema.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bold call. Except, I disagree with you as well.
It was your friend!
except for like, The Winter Soldier is great no matter how many. It's just a fucking good movie.
Well, see, I've only seen The Winter Soldier once because
watch it again,
really
you'll be like, oh yeah, good.
What about Captain America 1? That was a great one.
Captain America 1, I love.
It's
I love
a great movie.
Civil War?
Civil War's the worst.
Crash and burn for that.
Crash and burn hard.
I'm
fuck,
wow, what a movie. Second time, I'm like, what a movie. Third time, I'm like, this movie is fucking terrible.
So that's why I think this one falls into the category of the later bunch which we've had, which includes like Black Panther and stuff, which is, where I think rewatching it is going to be not that good.
Thor Ragnarok's still good on rewatch.
Is it? It's so gaggy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something.
What did you think I was going to say?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Deep throaty.
I thought you were
film is so deep throaty. Oh my
it's
god,
deep throaty mess.
It real hits that gag reflex.
I don't think that's what he thought I was going to say.
No, it doesn't matter.
So the one that I thought was like very funny was straight away we're like, hey, remember that like gut punch in Thor Ragnarok? Fuck you.
Yeah,
half of Asgardians dead. The remaining Asgardians, half of them dead.
That's a weird thing, right? So actually, I was thinking about that. So more than half of them already dead.
Yeah.
And then it says it references the movie that he didn't kill all of them. It's the Thor does say you killed half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. He killed half.
So doesn't he keep track? Isn't he like Rourke? He's like, okay, well, they've clearly lost everyone already. I'm pretty sure they're balanced out resource wise.
No, that,
like, Thanos, he's looking at the ship and being like, this ship also, is going to run out soon.
He kills half, then blows up the ship. Surely that counts as killing all of them.
Yeah, I know. Like, who was alive at the end of that?
He took them into his ship, I'm assuming.
That's one thing that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Talk that up to one, like, hang on. What's that a bit?
If we had a structure still.
Well, what would we do?
Considering, like, he can do anything. With the gauntlet, right?
Yeah.
So couldn't he just like create a whole bunch of planets for all the overpopulation?
Yeah. Shush. That bugged me with the movie that he's like, I have the reality stone.
Yeah.
But he's not like, I'm going to make it reality that I have all the stones. Like, surely that's your move there, Thanos. But it seemed like in this movie, the reality stone was just like illusions, basically. Yeah. Otherwise, he'd be like Titan's back. Because he makes Titan, the planet he's from, not. It's a shithole presently.
It's kind of like a fake reality, I guess.
It's basically he gets Doctor Strange trick magic.
But it does turn bullets into bubbles.
Yes, yeah. But it cannot turn
planet into same planet but good.
Yeah, yeah. That for some reason has to be fake.
It also cannot turn stones I do not have into stones that I currently have.
So what I like with that, because I thought this movie was great because they had Thanos as your main character.
That was really cool.
I really like it. And I love that we're focusing more on these villains because Marvel is a bit renowned for having shitty villains.
Killmonger fucking rules, though.
Yep, okay. Yeah. However, so...
Loki's actually gets flack. No, I'm crazy.
Good. Why even bother talking?
What a good death that was.
Anyway, yeah, Loki's death. Like, now we're totally forgot. Yeah, fuck off, whatever.
That's the problem.
Wait, should we let him keep talking?
Nah, he's voted himself out. I've voted out too of him.
Oh, now I feel bad. I thought...
Yeah, no, now he's sad. He's played into his hand. This is like Thanos' tears, the Soul Stone. What are we talking about?
I like Thanos as a villain because you give him a lot of like, you know, pathos and there's a lot of all that kind of backstory, really cool. But his plan is kind of stupid because I get there. He's like, we're overpopulated. His whole thing is about balance. And you kill off half, so he's like, clicks a finger, great. But then, like, all right, he clicks a finger. The people that are surviving, they're like, all right, let's repopulate and all that kind of stuff. Surely it's going to get to a next point where it's like, oh, they did it again.
Yeah, like,
that's they're overpopulated again. Well, surely he's going to have to come back and, like the longest kind of, like, in-between clicks.
Yeah, click. The worst.
It's like, oh, fuck. You remember, like, is it Bob Geldof? Like, every minute, like, every time I click, a child dies. It's like, every time Thanos clicks, half the population of the universe dies. But the clicks are like 1,000
They
years
take
apart.
A long time between.
So it's
I mean, he's still
fine.
Got the glove, so I guess
but
he
he's very confident.
It's all damaged
the,
down.
Huh?
It's damaged, the glove.
Yeah, but it worked well enough to get him
plus,
back to
all he's
got
to do is go back to the Forge planet and be like, make us another.
Yeah, he's still got the gems.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or use the reality gem, get a new glove from magic. No.
Use the time glove. Gem, go back in time.
Time to when you
beat
had
up
a
yourself,
glove.
Take the glove. Steal your own glove.
Also, I think
best move in the game. Why doesn't he go forward in time and be like, hey, I got the glove?
Because he doesn't know, because at that point, time hasn't...
One thing I thought was odd was that time thing when Doctor Strange went forward in time. I thought he was going to go like back in time as well and be like, oh, I went back in time and shit happened on Thanos and blah.
And
like a little nugget of information. But we didn't. But anyway, you were saying, George?
I was just going to say in terms of that, it's the classic cop-out though. Instead of like, going, I guess maybe it's too disturbing for people, but go that little bit step. Well, you could just go a little bit further and make Thanos' tragedy that happened to him like show it or something so that you know that his plan's stupid. But he's crazy. So you're like, okay.
You get it.
You know, all right, you saw your father get killed or whatever, and then now that's made you crazy. So now you've got this crazy plan.
Was he like the president of his planet?
Nah, he's like one of the like...
A mayor?
I think they...
Surely they'd give him more than that.
he's like, I have
this... He ran for city council.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I have this plan. And it's like, but did you... How did you think you is like I could have that plan now?
I think he was a scientist from memory, like one of like the higher elder scientist or some shit of type. Look, I don't know about. Science.
Was it like how Krypton? Yeah. Is it like how Krypton the scientist seemed to be in charge?
Look, I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know much about the Titans. I know that his brother's Star Fox and he's rad.
Star Fox doesn't look like a Thanos, though,
no,
does it?
No, he doesn't.
You know, Star Fox 64, George. You look confused.
That's what I'm thinking.
His name is Eros, and he's like powers a little bit like...
He can make people come,
Eros?
Eros, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
The god of love.
Yeah.
I am Thanos, the mad titan. I have the infinity gauntlet. I'm Eros. I look like a dude. I can make you come like that.
That's his power.
Brave that Avengers 4 is going to feature him as the main villain.
You ready to see...
Brave or sexy?
Ready to see the entire Avengers come?
Everyone's like... Just go to fight him. Ah, coming.
Every time I snap my fingers, half the population will come.
Oh!
It's like, no, don't stop him.
Let's see how this pans out. Yeah.
So if you snap it again, does the other half come? Or is it like he takes a hole again and it's
and
half again?
It.
Is
it,
what kind of probability are we talking here? If you keep clicking... Oh! do it again.
I like
that.
It hurts it's the now. Same, because it means that half the population just dies from dehydration.
Comes
Have you seen
to
that
death.
Footage of that guy that comes like 100 times a day?
His life looks hideous.
Yeah.
He's so sad.
100 comes is too many comes tenfold. Yeah. If that man came 10 times a day, I reckon he'd be like, look, it's not great.
It's not ideal.
But like,
I'll cop it.
Yeah,
and if it's like fair. If it's five, he's like, I've got the best life on earth.
Five every day, though.
Oh, no, make you tired.
Does he get to choose when?
You know.
Yeah, every time he clicks.
That's just like a...
But
I have that power.
Every time he clicks, but if he goes to sleep without those five clicks... All happen at once.
That's a frightening reality.
Where would you, how'd you pace it out? I'd do one and straight away.
Wake up and come.
Yep. I'd have breakfast. Maybe do straight again there. That's two done. Imagine. Maybe I'll wait a bit and maybe either like...
Sneaky one at work.
Sneaky one. Like lunch
the
break.
The criminal come.
During the lunch break. And then one
See,
maybe...
You wasted them all too quickly, I think. You need one, to one, just,
yeah, but
need
one post-dinner.
Come just for... Wild card, you know?
All right.
Wild
call. All like five.
To
That's
call
how
back.
I go.
You're sitting there in Avengers against Infinity War, and you're like, ooh, yeah, let's get in time with these
creatures. No, you're in bed. Your eyes, your lids start to rise. You're like, sick. Click, 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 click.
What a wake
And then
up.
You are awake because you're hurting.
You're general. But you're just tired.
You're screaming.
Ow!
Really good. Off topic here.
Good morning!
Listen to a jazz album.
That's a fresh
that's
beat.
A good beat.
Something I didn't like was the meeting between Peter Quill and Thor.
Yep.
I thought that was really unnecessary.
The whole scene or just the start?
Just the whole,
the whole like...
I like that.
I think I may be in the minority here, but I'm so tired of... Our two protagonists meeting, and we know eventually they will be friends, but for some reason we have to waste all this time on like, oh, they hate each other. For some reason they're super mad at one another and gags, and then they're friends. And I didn't like what happened with Doctor Strange and Tony Stark.
But I did like how much there was a big love fest for Chris Hemsworth, and everyone's seeing how sexy he is.
Look, Chris Hemsworth is a very sexy man.
I like him being a pirate god.
Yeah. They called him like a pirate angel. That's
pirate
funny.
Angel.
That's
that was
good. But I hated that whole scene and everything Peter Quill said. From then on, I wanted him to shut
Said
up
the whole,
time. Whole movie. Shut up, Peter Quill.
Did he actually like put on weight for the sake of that joke?
I suspect he'd put on weight for another role.
Yeah, I think he's put on weight.
Speaking of roles, do we all realize? I just realized before. So they got rid of all the characters to reshoot the next movie. Who are going to be shooting their movies? That's.
What?
If you actually think about it, anyone who's got a movie coming out in the next like 2 years, so they'll be busy to shoot the next Avengers 3.5,
is
now not available for by the
But
clicking.
Presumably so in
Panther,
Avengers 4,
Guardians,
everyone
Spider-Man.
Will be back.
Yeah,
well, like Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2 comes out between... Doesn't it? Between
no.
Avengers
4? Do you want me to... I could
do show. You can give us a
Hi, everyone. Timeline specialist, Joe Dushy here. I'd hate that I know this, but...
I have someone.
Yeah. It's Ant-Man.
My nose is
and
bleeding.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
I'm from the future. It's a time disturbance that's giving you the nosebleed. Ant-Man and the Wasp, then Captain Marvel, then Avengers 4.
Oh, okay.
And then, so that's the end of Phase 3. Yeah. But they're not calling the next movies Phase 4. They're calling it post-Phase 3. And the only two movies that are confirmed so far are Spider-Man 2 and Avengers 3.
Mm, okay.
Avengers 3.
They're back.
No, no, no.
They do a system where they go up and down like a hill.
They go whoop,
1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Time travel. They just bring out the third one again.
Sorry, Guardians 3.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. So they want, and Black Panther's obviously.
Actually, weirdly enough, today in the news, Kevin Feige was like, look, we want to make Black Panther.
Yeah.
Or Feige.
I thought it was Feige.
No.
Feige.
Could be.
I
Who knows?
I say Feige, but I think it is Feige.
I sometimes Feige. Say Fiji, but that's because I want to go there.
Surely it's not Feige.
It's Feige.
It is. It's like Feige. the creator of Mad Men's name is Matthew Weiner. And it's everyone was like, Matthew Weiner. And he was like, no, it's Matthew Weiner.
That's so okay. Feige?
He's Feige.
I've heard it so many times.
He's feisty.
Yeah.
Like, okay. If I tried to read it, I wouldn't. Because I wouldn't be brave enough to announce it because I know I'd get it wrong. But apparently his name's Feige.
I just call him Kev.
This is the new Smaug. Kev.
Kev.
He said today, he was basically like, Black Panther 2, I really want it to happen. But if Ryan
Coogler.
Calvin Coolidge.
If my good friend Ryan, we're on a first name basis, isn't ready to make Black Panther 2, I don't want to make it yet. So
okay, that's
nice. Fair. Okay. But you see the logic I was getting at, though?
Like,
the logic, they've also come out and been like, look, we're not going to announce any more Marvel films until 2019. I can tell you why they're not doing that.
Yeah.
They don't want to give away who stays dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the things like we didn't like / because I'm like, I actually like them killing off a lot of the characters in like just at a randomness. It's like there was no like we could stop this. There was nothing. It was just like, oh, randomly people were dying. That was great. But then it's like the moment they were like, I think the first one was Bucky. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
He's got like an 11 pitcher deal like Sebastian Stan. I'm like, oh fuck, that's amazing. Cool. They killed him. Great.
Yeah.
Wanda, I'm like, oh, fantastic. Yeah. She's like a bit character. Oh wow, they're actually doing this. This is impressive. Black Panther goes. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, this isn't sticking. Yeah, never mind.
I remember Bucky died, Zoe was like, and I was like, that's pretty funny because whatever. But I'm like, Bucky's not really dead, no way. And then it was like,
Wanda
died, she was like, and I'm like, okay. And then like everyone else who died, her like gasp became less and less.
Yeah. He's
like,
it's like, just kill everyone, it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah.
If they had maybe chosen different ones, like with Mantis and... Drax, I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, okay, cool. Like, but then it's like go. Peter Quill. I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even as soon as Gamora was gone, you're like, that can't.
I was like, nah, brave. I assume
they
Gamora
can't stick
stays
to that.
Dead.
Nah.
Of all the
not.
Characters, okay, who do you reckon is going to stay dead? Because I reckon Loki and Gamora.
Yeah.
Loki, definitely. I don't think Gamora.
Everyone who died before, it'll be some fucking thing where they can bring back everyone who died
from the clip.
Oh, how about this bullshit, right?
Not a bit.
So, because to do with the Soul Stone or something wanky, it's like Gamora.
We still don't know what the Soul Stone does either. Mm.
Gamora is as an angel lass or some shit.
Oh, fuck.
Will like sacrifice her actual essence so she can't be brought back from the death to like resurrect dickheads.
But she's a guardian of the galaxy.
Yeah, now she's a guardian of life.
Do you know how many guardians of the galaxy there have been? They'll just grab another.
Yeah.
Gamora's.
But I feel like everyone likes her.
Yeah, they do. They might swap her out for Nebula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she makes like a sistorial like
Nebula's great, yeah.
Plus Gamora's like arc is kind of done.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, you meet her, she's like, Thanos is a bad bloke, blah, 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 dead.
And then you find out that she was hiding the Soul Stone and then she realized that her although she has a sad end to her arc, which would be weird if it wasn't Marvel making it, I'd be like, yeah, I reckon she's done, but you can't have her arc end with She fucked
pushed,
up.
Jump, pushed off a cliff.
That was the funniest scene. And she's like giving him sass. And I'm just saying like, you dumb fuck. You are the dumbest fuck right now, Gamora. What's it like to be having the dumbest fuck grin? Oh my God, what a dumb
pushed
fuck.
Pushed in. What she should have done is pushed Thanos in. But she didn't love Thanos. Yeah. But like,
like Red Skull. This Nazi, I love him.
This is my favorite Nazi ever. Kicked in. Got the Soul Stone. It's very funny to imagine. Like, I'm at the edge of that, and fucking Red Skull. Red Skull's in the movie, by the way. Red Skull's like, you gotta push in someone you love. I'm
spoils
like,
spoils that of all things. Like,
can I?
Everyone dies. Red Skull's in the movie.
Can I love you, Red Skull? No. What have I learned to love you?
He's got like a montage date with Red Skull.
Red Skull being like, I know this ends with me getting pushed off a cliff.
I know, but I love you.
And I'm not into
you,
this,
just, you just force it.
Red Skull, I'll be so good to you. Yeah,
I just remembered because it was one thing I didn't like. The same scene plays out between multiple characters 800,000 times.
Why?
Because Peter,
I love my sister / maybe love him. What? I don't remember. Oh, no, wait, no, two different things. I'm not incesting this. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. That, I realize that out of my mouth, it sounds like I'm like, it's like, oh, you know, gotta save my, you know, the filial thing. Comma,
yeah.
Or it's like, oh, my maybe lover is dying.
Yeah, okay.
Not the same. Not the same.
It's also like, no, also the scene of like, if they get me, you gotta kill me.
Yeah,
happens
yeah.
twice, mm-hmm. and almost an identical thing happens both times.
And right. like, what Zamet was saying is that at the start of the movie, Thanos is like, I'll kill Thor if you don't give me the Tesseract, Loki. And then later on, Thanos is like, I'll kill Nebula if you don't tell me where the Soul Stone is, Gamora.
And
hey guys,
wait! There's a third version of that.
Yeah,
I will kill Tony Stark if you don't give me the time to Doctor Strange.
That yeah. another brother couple.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they both play Sherlock.
Guys,
united in roles.
Can we just today here in the studio, if we're ever in that situation, just let him kill me.
Yeah, look fair.
I don't want to be alive that much.
Yeah, no, I'm fair.
The only thing is, in the movie twice, people like Peter Quill and. Oh, yeah.
Peter Quill tries to kill her.
Yeah, and so does Wanda tries to kill Vision, but both times Thanos is like,
I'll kill you guys like that, just letting you
know. And also, both times Thanos kills that person that he saves himself. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Loki's death was relatively gruesome.
Yeah, I was wanting a snap.
There was a bit of, there was a pop.
Snap, yeah, there was a pop. I was wanting more of a bigger snap.
Yeah.
You wanted a visual snap because there was an audible snap.
No, there was an audible snap. I wanted more of an audible snap.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't that audible.
Yeah.
It was,
maybe it was so audible.
Maybe I'm deaf as shit.
Maybe I'm deaf as shit.
No, it was like a, it wasn't like a, it was like a,
it was like a,
like I want to get like, you know, because you get salary.
You went in doubt.
Yeah.
That. Visually, his neck didn't look
broken.
That was
fine.
But
that
like, you kind of visually broken.
No, 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 that's what I mean. Like, he didn't have, like, a limp neck, but the noise was enough to be like, oh,
yeah.
He,
oh, yeah, no, got
he
it.
Fucking dead.
I'm saying it was great. I just wanted a bit more.
Did you... I was going to be a dick, but I won't. I was going, oh, Loki died. Did you not get that?
Did it not?
Was the pop not like, he's, oh my God. Fuck, oh my God. I've got some terrible news for you.
I thought he was the hero of the story.
Did not Loki save the day at the end?
Journey of the man in the fleece. Yeah.
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 I like how Doctor Strange.
It's best that we leave him in this illusion.
Doctor Strange basically proved himself really useless in this film.
No, he was like also the hero.
He also, he's the one that's done everything.
Because he's set everything up. The whole thing up.
Yeah.
He's predicted already. There's only one way for them to win and they've done it now. So
yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess. But I mean like also, in every encounter, Doctor Strange ate shit. I just thought that was hilarious. At the start, you're like, everyone's showing off their powers except Doctor Strange who's fallen over. Oh, everybody's throwing off their powers except Doctor Strange who's fucked up again.
Hulk wasn't in this.
What a klutz. Yeah, there was no Hulk.
There was no Hulk. Oh, wait, no, there was Hulk at the very start.
Did they explain why he can't do it?
Yeah. No. Well, no, but you assume.
In Ragnarok, it's the opposite problem.
Yeah.
Because he got beaten.
Because he got beaten by Thor.
Yeah. Well, Thanos'
mate.
Thor. Boy. Hulk got beaten by Thanos and now Hulk's sulking.
Yeah.
Oh, so really, that's what it is.
Hulk. Hulk. Sulk.
All right, okay.
But also, yeah, I think they might also be just the same way that they ended Age of Ultron where they were like, everyone was like, oh my God, Hulk going to space. Like, Hulk's not necessarily going to space unless maybe he is. When are we brave enough to do this? Because in the comics, Hulk and Bruce Banner split. And
multiple times.
Yeah. Like, sorry.
It just happens.
Or it might be the kind of thing where, like, because that's like a big part of the Hulk comics is them working out their issues. So maybe we'll get a solo Hulk film in the future that's like Hulk getting some therapy or whatever.
Or we won't because they'll end the universe after fucking Avengers 4 and then they'll just make the sequels they want and be like, don't worry about the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Possibly.
No, I just assumed my reading of that was that Hulk
was sulking.
Yeah, a little bit of a sulk.
Yeah, just to make the dramatic reveal at some later point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he got beaten by Thanos. And, like, in Hulk's mind, Hulk never been beaten. So yeah, this is Hulk true. Being like,
Hulk, shit.
Yeah. Hulk's, because, like, Hulk no longer angry. Hulk just sad.
Yeah.
But Hulk got beaten heaps of times. He got beaten by the Hulkbuster and he got beaten
he
by
not
Thor.
In Hulk's mind. Hulk won.
Hulk got knocked out and that's cheating.
Yeah.
That Hulk kicked the shit out
Hulk
of him.
Hulk never ate shit like he did in this fight.
That is true.
The closest it came was with Thor and Thor did win, but not in Hulk's eye. Hulk won.
Well, because Hulk almost died at the start of this until Heimdall was like, catch you later, Hulk.
Yeah.
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 And Hulk went for a space.
Did... Do you think this film has done a weird thing where, like, because it has been such high stakes, like the low stakes movies are going to be a bit weird now? Like, I was chatting to Adam, I'm like, it's weird that Ant-Man and the Wasp is largely about corporate espionage. That's a weird after chaser.
But I feel like it's the only, like, I'm excited for them to do that because fuck a bigger planet.
I know, like
now three planets are going to blow up. Oh, what?
Oh, I'm with Awakens, you. I'm
but
like,
it's gonna, they can blow up five planets. Who cares? Make it emotional. Make honestly, it your girlfriend's like, going to cheat on you and cry about that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, honestly, if I could get more movies.
I mean, whatever.
I think also,
but yeah, so it's okay.
Yeah. Also, I think as soon as, like, Black Panther, like, disappeared into mist, that was like, okay, yeah, they're not going to do this. But then if they hadn't have done, like, Peter Parker and Peter Quill and all the others, I would have been like, oh, shit, what? But the fact that they did that, I thought was very, very...
I feel like,
know, but I loved Peter's death scene. That was beautiful.
It was all right.
Well, all right. I'm just a piss. fine. I liked Peter's death scene. It was very, very good.
But the only problem was because it was the last one, you knew it meant nothing. You know, I should have done that one first because it was a good one, but it was at that point.
It had the same problem that the End of Time Part 2, the Doctor Who episode that some people still really love has, where it's just you're saying, there's a montage of you saying goodbye to characters you like that
you know are coming back later.
But not even necessarily coming back later, but just characters you like that you're like, oh, okay, so the next scene, oh, there's people in it. Oh, okay, they're going. Okay, cool. Yeah, and again, goodbye.
Imagine if we'd just gone flash to Tony and it'd just been Tony covered, like, surrounded by dust and just him and Gamora being like, shit.
Yeah.
Being like, shit. Because, again, you're right. At that point, it sort of lost its impact. Depending what comes after it, but it's like, it unfortunately, it loses its impact because this film isn't made in a vacuum.
Mm.
And just these death scenes, while they're meant to be gut-wrenching, they're meant to be, like, punching you, like, oh, what's going to happen? It's just, unfortunately, like... The comic book nerd in me, or the movie going sort of nerd in me, is like, oh, this is.
I was thinking about that too, because I think, like, to put that in perspective, I reckon we've just ruined all these for ourselves because we can't 100%. Help but check what's happening. But even a guy I'm mates with who isn't geeking out about it, he would be so blown away by so much of what's happening in this movie. Yeah, no idea what's happening.
So opening the film with Loki's death as a big thing was probably a bad move, as he has Adam or Jackson, someone after the movie pointed out, he has died in three films.
Oh, so as the movie points out.
Yeah.
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 Like, so, he keeps dying.
you should have swapped him and Heimdall around, I reckon.
But Heimdall dies as well.
Heimdall dies, but Heimdall's like, they play up Loki's death like it means more, but I think it's because...
But Loki's definitely dead this time.
Definitely dead.
Is
he? Be dead. Has to be dead.
Nah, he's definitely dead this time.
Is Gamora definitely dead?
Yeah, Gamora's definitely not dead.
See, I reckon Gamora, I reckon she's not dead, but she's going to come back, but she's going to stay dead.
I like that they played with the audience, because the only time that I heard, apart from Zoe's gasps, which she was the only one doing.
Because she loves Sebastian Stan.
She does. Every time he was on screen, she was like just hugging herself with joy.
That's a nice way of putting what she was doing. That was lowbrow even for plumbing the death star.
Hey, let's go back about coming five times.
A gentleman's discussion. How many times could you come if you clicked? Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. The only time there was a big audible gasp in the cinema that wasn't just Zoe was it looked like Tony Stark was going to be, like, killed in a slow and painful way. Mm. And the movie took that away from us, which... is both good because it played on the audience's... Like, it was the same thing where the audience had an idea of who was going to die. Like, if you'd asked anyone who knew anything about these films, not just, like, your good friend who went to the movies and is going to be mortified by this.
I'm sure there's plenty of people from anyone who's listening to this podcast, to be honest.
But
we're all united in our desensitized experience.
This echo chamber fucking rules. Fuck, tweet me about how unshocked you were, and if you were shocked, I'll be shocked. I'm now going to get a whole bunch of tweets to say I am shocked.
That. I am shocked too.
But also, now I'm not because I called them out on it already. Now it's mystery game. Mystery game.
Mystery game.
Mystery game.
What surprised you in this film? Because again, we can't really do like things we love, things we hate, things didn't make sense. Because I think it was pretty tight in terms of
just... 2.5 hours of blokes punching blokes and then dying.
It's absolutely.
Oh, hang on, but they stop to say funny things.
No, sometimes.
A lot of the time they stop and they're like, oh, we should probably say something pretty funny now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As George pointed out after the film, like when we were having a brief talk, you guys were probably shitting.
Yeah, chances are.
It was like, this film is just Marvel, literally, like, at its most Marvel.
Yeah.
They've taken, like, just the most Marvel concepts and put them together. Not in, like, a bad way. It's just, like...
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay. It's something you can do with something like this, because you can't have character arcs or anything. That's why having Thanos have some sort of... Thanos. Said that weird, considering I just saw the movie.
I loved Thanos.
And
Thanos.
I can't say it anymore.
Thanos.
But giving him the only character we didn't really know anything about an actual arc was pretty...
Yeah, that was pretty clever.
Thor kind of had an arc where he was just like, I'm ready to die.
That's true. It's funny that Thor's just the last Asgard. Like... special Asgardian.
Yeah. I loved his arc. I know I shouldn't get excited for like costumes or whatever, because I kind of get really like, oh, who gives a shit about this particular bleeding edge, whatever. But the moment Thor came down, look, this is the Stormbreaker, and it's like the thing. I'm like, oh, that's sick.
Now with an axe.
With the axe. It's like, oh, and like the six things, and I'm just like, yeah.
I was shocked if Groot became the handle. That was cool. I was like, what? Neat.
Yeah.
Groot cut off his arm, and I wished that for the rest of that fight he didn't have an arm, but he had two arms.
Yeah, they made it seem like a big deal, but I'm like, Groot can lose bits whenever. Who cares?
Even in Guardians...
I mean, it was a clever move at the last second, but it wasn't like a sacrifice.
And especially in Guardians Volume 1, which it's not called. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
He loses an arm and he doesn't have an arm for a while.
Yeah, that's true. But he's big Groot at that point. Yeah. Maybe that's a change. That's a difference.
He's still growing?
He's older.
Like if during puberty, you lose a ball. You just get another one.
Pops back in with
if you get a baby, cut a baby's arm off, baby grows that arm
grows back two, though, and you got to be careful.
Yeah. Whereas a man, if we cut our arm off, it takes us like 3 years?
Yeah, a long time.
Or a trip to quick trips to the hospital.
Yeah,
all the more
frustrating.
Surely something else surprised me in this movie.
I think I would have liked a bit more of a sacrifice from Groot. Now that you mentioned it,
I was like neat.
But surprised that Groot didn't. I'm just really shocked that Groot, out of all characters, didn't sacrifice.
I wasn't so surprised. I'm like, I wanted more
just,
suffering.
I'm just. Jerking,
I know you're busting my chops. I get
it. This is hinting at something for the next movie. But didn't they make it very much seem like she got the Mind Stone out? When she was working feverishly as he was walking in.
No,
hinted like very strongly.
Yeah, it hinted that something.
She got the mind, that she did something.
Really? Where?
Strongly, which she clearly did.
Siri?
Do you mean when Siri was working on the thing and the people came in?
Siri.
Siri. Like, worked super fast and kind of finished.
She was just shitting herself and then she was like, gotta get rid of it so they can't touch it. That's how I read that scene.
Okay.
So working back up, I guess.
Well, because I was like, well, I knew, and I guess maybe that's the movie, the Marvel boy in me, but I'm like, I know that Thanos is going to get the stone, and they're not going to be like, we destroyed it, so...
Chekhov's gun, by the way. That's sort of the reference I was going to say. So you all knew it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right, but when she took... I'm like, she just doesn't want them accessing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Captain America didn't get much screen time.
Yeah, me too, actually.
He's going to be the next one, clearly. Mm-mm. One of the main ones.
Yeah, kind of...
Another 2.5 hours, though.
Well, it'll be... They'll call up Scott, and they'll call up Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Fighting. What are they doing?
Just
fucking
around with their family.
They just gotta
just hanging out for a couple of hours.
Whatever Ant-Man's up to, his corporate
probably getting
espionage.
Small and then big again, and then maybe too big.
Fucking.
They answer that being like after the Accords, they're like, fuck this. We want to spend time with our family.
That's very funny.
I like that they have the power. They're like, we got powers, and clearly shit's fucked. Not our problem.
Well, Hawkeye, what powers does Hawkeye have?
So Thanos could punch a shit out of Hulk, but then he can't really punch Captain America. Don't get me wrong, I love Captain America.
I know, but you're like, what?
It seems like a disproportionate, and also the killing the children of Thanos. They struggle with all the superpowered ones, but the ones they lose to were the humans. Seems a bit...
No, I love that. I loved when Black Widow killed that one. I'm like, hell yeah, humanity. Fuck these superpowered cunts. That's genuinely the feeling I had in the movie. That was the only moment where I felt victory.
I think, how do you feel about... Would you rate superpowered cunts including Captain America or not including Captain America?
Including Captain America.
Okay, cool. Because I'm pretty sure the Marvel Cinematic Universe hints that Black Widow also
they
is
do.
A bit
they
super
do. But
soldier.
Significantly less.
Yeah, she's not.
She was the least powered person there. Therefore, humanity will take her.
Humanity wins again. Fuck you. We won. Fuck you, aliens.
That's the weirdest thing they did, isn't it? But yeah.
Gosh,
and
you're good.
And the random death of the mind, the most powerful and the main focus of the children of Thanos, that telekinetic guy.
Black
he just died like that. That was great. He just got sucked out and died. Yeah, and then we just showed him floating off. And it's like, ah.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was that was also a weird shot to include because you see Thor in space heaps.
Yeah, but he just chills, though. He can fly around in space.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you just never see him fly in space. Yeah. But you're right. It implies that he can fly in space.
Yeah.
Loki also survives space. So.
Yeah. They're chill in space.
Asgardians
don't breathe?
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
They're special.
He also gets hit by a sun and his clothes don't burn off. Imagine if they did. Imagine just...
I wish. Nude Thor.
I don't know why they did it,
to be honest. Holding a fucking axe. Yeah. And that's why he has to get new clothes.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That's why it's weird they didn't do that, to be honest.
Mm. Come on, bloody Disney. Be brave.
Symbolic, you know? Like, burn everything off. You're a new person and stuff.
I'm ascended Thor or whatever he is. Transcendent.
Thor is lucid.
Runic Thor. Maybe was there too many? Was there any abs in this?
Who was shirtless?
There's none.
I don't think anyone was shirtless in this movie.
Which is weird. What the hell kind of a movie is this?
Weirdly enough, that's only ever happened once before in a Marvel film, and I can't remember which one it is, and it's a strange one. It might be Winter Soldier. Like, there's a movie that...
Doesn't have abs?
There is only one movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe prior to this that doesn't have...
What?
A shirtless scene. Either one of the either the male hero or... The male villain takes their shirt off.
I'm sad that we didn't get like Star-Lord dumpy body shirtless. That
yeah, me too. Great.
As if we didn't have like Hemsworth hugging Black Panther. So, I don't know.
Everyone's just fucking shirtless. Can we just get all the buff guys over here for a second? Yay, shirts. They fell off in the fight. Yeah. And now hugs.
That's going to be a favorite scene. I don't know why they didn't put that in, to be honest.
Imagine
something I found hilarious was the Hulk's head... Poorly CGI
in
the Hulkbuster armor at the back. You're like, oh, this is...
This does not look
like
good.
I know, look, CGI looks hilarious. Or like, you know, some like whatever. It's just like, this is... Now it's dated.
Yeah.
I'm watching it, it's dated.
And we saw it on day one.
Yeah.
I think it's just because it just looks silly as well. Just gets a little head in a suit. Because
he's a pretty little man as is.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a little head.
Mm. He's in Hulkbuster.
No, I know, but that makes it funnier. But even if you're just looking at him, you're like, oh, he's
Mark Ruffalo has a little head, is what you're saying.
He does have a little head, yeah. And quite round, like a plum.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a plum head.
He's plum-headed.
He's famous. He
he's plum headed.
I like a lot of the kind of like Thanos is coming and like, who?
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty good.
A lot of that kind of stuff. I did like when a lot of them were introducing each other, like, who? Yeah. I loved Thor being like, Hulk being like, we have an ant guy and a spider guy now.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
That was pretty good.
Overall, good shit.
I don't think I was surprised by anything.
Me neither.
Because a lot of the internet had been yelling for like 8 years that, what if Thanos, it ends and he clicks? And I mean, it doesn't end there, but it basically
does. Wish it had.
Nah.
The I would have been so into that.
Yeah, because you want to see it. Like, it makes it
I don't.
Shocking.
And also, I didn't. About... Here I am before you.
Jackson, you're forgetting.
I did not want that.
Jackson, look, you know what? I agree with Jack.
Jackson, you're forgetting one very big issue.
What?
And I've experienced it firsthand. George has experienced it firsthand through his good friend that watches these movies but doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
If you just end with him clicking, people would be like, what happened? I don't get it.
I understand that.
No, they would understand. Just people wouldn't appreciate the significance. But even us, we wouldn't. It'd be like, he clicked, but like, did he really?
Yeah,
well, then you're like, I'll find out in Avengers 4.
Cliffhanger thing. Are they going to do the Borg ship in Star Trek? Sorry, that's a too obscure reference. But maybe where the Borg power up and they're like fire and that's how it ends and they're about to get blown up. And then the next episode is just like, oh, the gun didn't work.
Just cuts back to Thanos being
literally
like,
what they did. Yeah, yeah. He's like, it doesn't work. I don't
know. That's the clicking. First shot of the next
first
movie.
First scene is directed by Ryan Johnson.
That's where I would have been suspicious of the mind gem not being the real one, and so it clicks and doesn't work. That's what would have been my theory.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it had to show it, I reckon, too.
Yeah. Like, I would have liked them not. If they click,
if this look,
white, if post-credit scene exactly the same, love it.
If this had been a comic book, Jack, it would have ended right in that click.
Exactly.
But yeah, movie needs to show a bit more. Yeah.
I would have been happy with it.
I think I would have been annoyed, because in this film it does say... All Thanos needs to do is click. And it's like an oddly specific thing to say.
Yeah.
And it's said like 3 times.
It's funny because like, was that Thanos' plan? He's like, I will click to make it happen.
Yeah.
Because he can do it any time. The click is his choice. That's funny.
No, the click is only when he gets all the gems.
Yeah,
no,
but like...
He could just like make a fist or something.
He could give the fucking peace sign.
He could
no, click is funny.
He has to close his hand, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got to close his hand.
Yeah, it's funny.
So why is it a click?
That he's like, he chose a click, and somehow everybody's like, he's going to do it with a click.
He should do like the crotch thrust thing.
boom!
Fucking like 90s wrestling.
Yeah, 90s wrestling. Just fucking slap his thighs.
Who was it again?
Open fucking palms. Show his cock to the world before they die.
That would have been just
one.
Oh, fuck. Who was that?
Who was that?
Was it Scotty Too Hotty or something? Fuck. Grandmaster Sexay? Those are two real wrestlers.
Those are two real wrestlers?
No, it was
Scotty
the guy.
Scotty Too Hotty's
he was
a firefighter
like,
now.
Wasn't he? Wasn't Ooh. He? One of them was like sort of dating Stephanie McMahon for a bit.
Rikish?
Anyway.
Tweet in whoever we're talking about. Someone out there knows.
X in the name or some shit. Fuck.
I don't know. We're just going to get dead air if I try and think about it too
anyway,
long. So,
I also like that when Thanos was like, he's like, first of all, step one, do it with a click, because that looks cool.
Yeah.
Second of all, when people disappear, they don't just disappear. I want them to disappear like they're becoming burnt paper. Sick. Some people disappear less quick than others. Yeah. Spider-Man, give him a while.
Make him hurt.
Make him hurt. Other people, you know, just like that. Some people longer. Sweet. There was a lot of flash to it, which is just very fun.
I like that, like, Falcon, no one saw him.
Yeah, the Falcon just disappeared. Which is a weird scene.
What's his name? Looking for him. He's like, hey, where are you?
Where are you, Falcon? Like, why? Why disrespect Falcon like that for the end of this movie?
Yeah, it's fucking PTSD and now this.
Shawn Michaels.
There you go.
It's part of the formation of the D-Generation, which was a wrestling thing, apparently, that I vaguely remember.
It's funny that you had to look that up.
It would have killed me if I didn't know.
It would have.
Because it was something that I knew that I had at least read or seen once. If it's something I don't know, I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
You know, you've got the knowledge in you.
Is the dwarves in the star the same in the comic books? Were they giant?
I don't know. I was wondering that.
I liked that they made Peter Dinklage real big, but then still called him a dwarf.
So weird.
That has to be in the comic book, surely.
Yeah, like, if not, then if you were Peter Dinklage, you'd be like, that's fucking rude.
Yeah, I just don't know what it is. That's what I mean. Like,
he's just come out of 3 billboards as well, which is a bit rough on him being smaller.
What he does.
It was X-Pac the wrestler. Now that we've got that sorted.
Thank
X-Pac, but Shawn Michaels did it as well.
Okay. God, I can X-Pac. Rest easy now.
So if you're listening, if anyone doesn't talk for about a minute, they're probably looking up a wrestler's name.
Yeah, that was very weird. That has to be in a comic book. Because I don't know, it's weird. They're like, okay, Peter Dinklage, you'll be playing a dwarf. Peter Dinklage is like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And they're like, no.
I'll be
He's
one.
Huge.
So you mean a giant? Just be like, no.
What? Peter Dinklage did seem like he didn't want to be there a bit.
Yeah.
I liked his... Oh, well, I didn't, but I didn't like his voice because it just felt like he was pretending to be a giant. Yeah. He was pretending to be a giant, but his voice sounded like he was pretending. He was like, I am a big man.
Yeah, it was very weird. Hey, was it just me or did Mark Ruffalo slur a lot of his words in this movie? It sounded like when he was explaining, sometimes the acting in this was not great. It actually got a lot better, but in the first meeting with Doctor Strange in the Sanctum Sanctorum, whatever, it just sounded like Bruce Banner was so not panicked. He's like, you gotta be scared of Thanos. He's coming and he's a big problem. You guys gotta take it seriously.
It was only,
you know what I mean? Felt a bit weird.
I think the thing is that all of these people are just hanging out all the time, so none of them are actually acting anymore.
Something I didn't like is Iron Man's suit is silly now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, I like Iron Man.
Bleeding Edge.
What are they going to do with everything? Yeah, they're so he good just, now.
Like, he has a different power now, and it's kind of, it's silly, and it's like not, I liked it when it was practical.
Oh, actually, that's one thing
that nanobots thing, yeah.
Now it's like, oh, he can make it a hammer, and this is a big foot now.
Like, I didn't like two things about that. One, that Pepper explicitly said, hey, remember in Iron Man 3 when you got that fixed? I saw that film.
Yep.
Hey, audience. That was a bit, felt a bit too much. It's brave, but a bit too much.
No, but because again, I remember you being like, you looked at it like, hang on a second, he's got that. And then Pepper instantly answers it.
It's like, well, yeah, it was also weird that they meant that I yelled it and then Pepper yelled back.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten what the other part was about Iron Man that I didn't like.
His suit?
No, I've blanked. I got too upset about
glasses.
That. No, he's.
I like that glasses. He threw his glasses away. That was funny.
That was great.
But he like, put them on to check out what was going on.
Had a moon on him.
Mm. Yeah, oh, yeah, had a moon.
That was pretty good. That was cool.
Yeah, that was neat.
The power. I guess this is a problem with most superhero films is the power levels, and there's no real consistency.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because it's like in Guardians, it's kind of like okay, so this one gem can like touch a planet and it gets destroyed.
Yeah,
and here it's like Cap. No, Iron Man's shield can stop it.
Yeah,
and then also Cap can hold it.
Hold the gauntlet.
Yeah.
That'll be of significance, I feel. But also Thanos is like, I'm going to crush you. Oh, you're braver than I thought. Oh, well,
yeah, he was
anyway.
A bit surprised by that, wasn't he? That was like a hint. Mm. Like, Dushi just quietly just knows more. He's just done more research.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of that, how Thanos knew. I'm doing you. Thanos.
Thanos.
Heinous Thanos.
I love that.
That's a better villain name.
Yeah. Think of me like, that's a better villain.
It's me, Heinous Thanos.
I'm heinous.
Thanos. Wait till you see what I do when I get those gems.
I want the Infinity Cocks.
or something.
The Infinity Cock Ring. Put it on my pinky. Yeah. So, yes, when Thanos was like, when even though he knew he was going to win, he was just like, oh, I got a bit of respect for you. Yeah. Like, you fought valiantly, so, like, pretty good. Whatever. Yeah. Not going to kill you outright, because, like, you're all right.
You'll die anyway.
Because he's like, a lot of his stuff was like, it's he felt like a villain where it was like, this isn't personal.
Yeah.
This is just, like, what I need to do. And I quite like that scene where he's like, killed Gamora, as much as I was just muttering in my breath, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
You are the dumbest fuck right now.
I think the only thing that surprised me was Red Skull.
Yeah, that was a shock, and it really shouldn't have been, but it
and then
was.
It shocked me again that it wasn't Hugo Weaving, but then I was unshocked.
Yeah.
He hated
sound him like him.
We were laughing in the car ride back at the fact that, like, what if he's still a Nazi? Like, it's just such a funny opinion to still hold. Like,
I have seen nothing but the infinite cosmos.
And I still believe that white Aryan human beings are the master race. Like, what, Red
You're
Skull?
Not even that, Red Skull.
What?
Actually, weirdly enough, Red Skull didn't seem like a bad guy in this, which is bad because he was a Nazi. But also, Red Skull...
He's a reformed Nazi.
In the first Captain America movie, he's like, Nazis are weak. Yeah. I'm going to be the best Nazi.
Does he say it with an Italian accent?
Who are the best Nazi? Era mille Italia.
That's right. The Roma skull. God, I hope Roma
was that?
Is the Italian word for red.
He's like rouge.
Damn it. What's that? Are we losing? Ah, no. Join the ally.
The Italians, they were never Nazis, they were never allies, they were always Red Skull's magic science team.
They were always on the winning side, Jack.
Like, he keeps saying you weren't surprised. So you knew about what? Black Panther and...
Oh, no,
Peter
not
Parker
surprised in a sense
not
of
surprising.
Like...
surprising.
Yeah, okay, I mean, I probably mean like more of like a things take me like... Because like, I was surprised that they killed Black Panther, but also... because of where he dies in the film, it's not really a surprise because you realize at that point, oh, these people are coming back.
Yeah.
There'd already been too many deaths.
Yeah.
And everything else hit kind of the beats you're expecting.
No, Black Panther, as soon as they kill Black Panther, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what you knew.
Oh, wait, who did they kill before that?
Wanda. It went Bucky, Wanda, Black.
Okay, yeah, because the first two, I was like, Black Panther thing. So I guess, George, you've called me out, and you're right. For the first half of Black Panther's death, I was shocked, and the second half, I'd made peace with that they're just going to kill a bunch of people they're going to bring back.
Yeah, yeah. Because as soon as they hit me, you're like, okay, his movie made too much money, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Gamora's death surprised me, actually. So I guess
that's not even when I was like, there's no way. They can't have killed her.
I hope they have.
Me too.
I don't think they have, but I hope they do.
They got too much of a... Look, Guardians would be like,
that's what I mean.
Just get a sexual new person,
chemistry,
fine.
And all that stuff.
Props to her as a character and the person playing her. But like,
who here loves
Gamora? Hands up in this room.
Okay, it's
if Gamora
like...
is your favorite Guardian
from an attractiveness point of view.
No, I mean from a character point of view.
From a character point of view, based on how attractive she is,
she's my favorite character in Guardians 2 by a long shot.
Yeah, she was actually pretty good in Guardians 2.
She's like one of the only good things about that movie. and she's good.
At me because you didn't like that film.
I watched it again and changed my mind.
It wasn't great.
It's the worst film in Phase 3.
Ooh,
there it is.
Bold.
Not really.
Does that include Strange?
Yeah, I love Strange.
What?
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. No, I like it for one reason: cooked visuals.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I love the cooked visuals.
Like
for one second, they had it.
Yeah. But in Doctor Strange, the part where he's looking at his hand and then his hand grows hands and his fingers grow. Good.
That is good.
Fuck, I love cooked
quality
visuals.
Stuff.
Yeah, no, because also Doctor Strange. I'm talking about a movie, everyone. You've already heard me talk about this heaps.
Yeah,
Doctor Strange is sick in the sense that, yes, it just follows all the same beats as every superhero movie. That's fine, but it makes it weird to watch, and I like that.
Yeah. What's the villain in Doctor Strange? No, the end villain? As in
Dormammu.
No. The he's psychic. Mordu?
Cassius.
No, the sidekick.
The guy, Mordu.
Yeah,
the
now,
guy who steals his sorcerer.
Yeah. Is it now that like Mordu's kicking around, being like, "I'm going to kill everyone"? Oh, half the world's dead.
Wasn't he like, "I'm going to kill everyone and get the time"?
He's going to
kill everyone who's a magician.
His plan was sorcerers are no more, which fair enough.
Get rid of them.
Weird to start with the one you're going to cripple, though, but also clever because probably the weakest sorcerer.
That's true.
Like, because he doesn't actually use any of his powers anymore. He's just like, I've focused all of it on being able to walk again.
Yeah.
So the biggest dick move, but also probably you start warming your way up to fighting Sorcerer Supreme, I guess.
Look,
you don't. Do you remember Doctor Strange's post-credit sequence? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
A deep cut.
Like, he's like, okay, I want to kill some sorcerers.
Yeah.
And you go like, I got Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Or a cripple.
Sorcerer Supreme or a bloke in a workshop.
I feel like I could take off a cripple, you know?
Do you think that there's going to be a weird scene in the new Spider-Man movie where he's like, I don't want this suit? Or is he going to be Iron Spider in the new
I like the Iron Spider. That's not
no, they must be getting rid of that suit.
But
sure.
They'll be getting rid of it for Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 is in London for some reason.
Sick.
Hell yeah, like Agent Cody Banks too.
Destination London. Imagine they call it Spider-Man Homecoming 2 Destination
Imagine
London.
Imagine it's a crossover.
What about London Has Fallen? Another one.
London Has Fallen is the sequel too.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wish London Has Fallen was called White House Has Fallen 2, London Has Fallen.
But surely they'll get rid of the Iron Spider suit.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because it would just be too powerful. Like, they've got to power down all these characters for their solo films.
What they'll
do. Like Iron Man, the next Captain America, he'll get his shield back.
Is it going to be another Captain America?
Probably.
I don't think so.
I thought that was he's the one that sees number one on the Deadpool.
Bucky Captain America.
Yeah, there'll be a Bucky Captain America.
I don't think they'll call it that, but that'll be pretty good.
Captain Bucky America.
Bucky America.
Bucky up, America.
Bucky America, get bucked.
That's what the trailer will say. It'll be a fella being like, it'll be like an 80s movie trailer. Bucky up, America. Bucky's back. It'll be good.
And this time he's brought his trusty shield.
And riding his horse, also called Bucky.
Starring Tony Danza as Bucky.
The horse.
So that'll be a funny thing to watch. Everybody kind of lose their powers. Do you think after Avengers 4, there'll be like a massive shift?
I think Avengers 4 will probably... Look,
Avengers 4 is just Avengers 3, the second half.
Yeah, and also this is legitimately a spoiler for Avengers 4, I guess, so maybe stop what? Listening. I know this is a weird thing to announce in this format, but I just really don't want to deal with the hassle. All right, I'm going to talk about... There we go, perfect. No.
So this spoiler alert.
That's what the book means.
You don't want to hear about what happens in Avengers 4, which everyone here clearly wants to hear anyway, but yeah.
So... there's time travel, and they've reshot scenes from the previous films. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to end up with a Marvel Cinematic Universe that basically stops itself from happening.
Oh, okay. I'm a big fan of that.
That's all of it.
Yeah. Big fan of that. At first, the only scene I'd heard about was that they'd reshot the Battle of New York.
Battle of London.
Yeah.
But there's also been scenes of... oh, they've spotted Cap on set in his 1940s. gear with the rectangle shield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they think that it's going to go all the way back to... because the Tesseract's in that.
But they're going to, like...
so they will probably...
so they're going to kill off Cap back in 1940.
I don't think they'll kill him off. I think he'll die in the present.
Kill him off in 1940, yes, please.
So he'll grow old with what's her name?
Yeah.
He'll grow old with her.
Probably, aww. Yeah. It'll just give lots of people, like... oh, and then he can get, like, his tombstone. Stone,
yeah,
where he's like, he died of old age in the 80s.
Died a grandpa is what he'll say.
Rest in peace, Steve, so... Captain America Rogers.
Okay, speaking of that, though, grandpa. I just saw this because some reason I watched an Honest Trailers thing and it had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I was like, is that show still going? Then I looked up what the show's going on in that show because up to like 5 seasons now, and now it's like in the future in that show and they're fighting its aliens in like the 29th century or something.
Ghost Riders on that show,
but it's like, that's cool. Keeping track of what's is that connecting back or so, have they decided no? That's
do you want a fun answer to that or the actual answer? Because I can make something up that's fun, or I can tell you what why that actually happened.
I don't care about why it actually happened in this show.
No. I mean, like,
to the wider universe.
Why the show has gone so...
give us a real answer.
All right. So there was two bosses of Marvel.
Ike Perlmutter and...
Kevin Feige.
Graham Bates.
Ike Perlmutter, notorious cunt.
I'm reading a book about, like, the bankruptcy of Marvel back in the 90s.
Is it Ike Perlmutter? Ike Perlmutter
is, like, a big part in that thing. I think, like, very early on. But he's, like, he used to own Toy Biz.
Yeah.
Which was owned, like... 40% by Marvel, and like apparently it's like it's sort of starting to paint the picture like where he's not that much of a cheapskate. It's just like everyone around him was a dumb fuck.
No, I think he's very like he was trying to drag the films in a different direction, so it's more his personal bias rather than him being bad with money. Just I think he's part of the reason why there was no female solo film straight off the bat.
And also he's very conservative, and he's also very like very count your cents kind of thing.
Yeah. So what happened with... so up until... I think it might have been Age of Ultron. I think that's when the falling out happened. They were working together. So Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. followed Avengers, the movie universe. But then they split and Ike Perlmutter got the TV shit and Kevin Feige's only in control of the movie shit.
So he's just gone and done his own thing.
Yeah.
So basically. They're not connected anymore.
No. I mean, if you ask Marvel, they'd be like, yeah, loosely. If you ask me, no. Also, don't talk to me. Leave
who
me
are you?
Alone.
Clarify that well.
Who are you? Where did you find me?
I'm just a guy.
I'm just a fucking fella that doesn't want to talk about this shit anymore.
I like that you
asked. Good to know. I'm glad I know that now.
Where did you find me?
How did you
find me? Where did you find me? Where was I?
Where am I?
That was a good gag with Why Gamora. That was good.
That
became too quippy. That wasn't...
what was
you're
okay.
against any clever...
that's not quippy. That's just...
that's a quip.
That's silly.
It's quip city. What was your least favorite
quip? A quip is more like...
How was, I guess hang on. That's like all Marvel jokes.
A quip is like an Arnie line.
Because that's not a thing of... that's not even him misunderstanding a metaphor or a simile, which is Drax's character trait. That's just like, this is a funny thing to say in this situation, so he said it.
Hey, George, how many comedy awards have you won?
How
many have you been nominated for? Give me something here, buddy. This, how many good reviews have you had for your stand-up show?
Yeah, several. Yeah, several. There you go.
How was Jackson explaining comedy wrong to you then? Was it good?
Look, I got to be honest. He's not completely off the mark.
Gotcha! Bam!
With the fact that, yes, man, it was for the sake of the joke that he's saying it.
Yeah. And that
but it wasn't a bad one.
What I loved about...
so it is a quip.
What?
Yeah, gotcha. Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Because the only reason it's not is because we've already established that Drax, for some reason, is... sort of mentally disabled. Like, well,
he's
done already.
He's
so
just
now,
a very, like a literal person. Yeah, but that was not an example.
No, but it's no longer like based on anything. He's just an idiot.
He just says things.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I'm thinking it's not Because when I made a quip's more like an Arnie line where it's like your rubbish, your luggage, and shooting a crocodile or something. Like that's what I picture a quip as.
Nah, any Marvel joke is basically a quip. No.
Give me your least favorite one. What was the one that hurt the most?
Fucking painful.
Jackson's garbage quip corner.
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think. 95% of the things Peter Quill said made me want to die. When he was like, that plan, but not that plan, my plan, because it's better and your plan sucked. I literally wished I was like Thanos wished me away with a click. There was every single moment where a very serious thing would happen. Then, like after every single fucking Thanos child died, the person that killed him couldn't just let him be dead. They had to say something, like when fucking Black Widow and the other Marvel ladies killed the lady villain. She dies and it's like, oh, cool, that was a sick way to die. But then Black Widow's got to be like, gross. And you're like, why? Why not just let that scene sit as it was?
I think those ones, emotionally, there's no real impact. It's okay.
But there could have been. Well, but they detracted from any potential emotional thing by being like,
would you prefer if every single time, like, okay, I'm going to
hit me up.
We're going to do a brief movie maintenance within A Plumbing the Death Star. This is actually episode 150 for them. Surprise. Wrecked it. Your last one was my pitch. All right. So imagine Avengers Infinity War, but every single time a character dies, so no quip, cut out all the quips.
Yep.
Replace it with nothing, silence.
Yeah.
But every time a character dies, one character looks to the other. So the people involved in the death look at each other like, oh shit, we just killed a guy. But serious, like, I love sad. It. Every time.
Genuinely great. Perfect.
Great pitch.
That would be like, you know what's weird? That would probably be like an MA movie.
Oh shit.
Actually, like, that would be scarring for people watching.
You know how this film should have had an emotional impact?
Peter Parker murdered a person and he's 15.
When did he murder a person?
The one that got froze by space.
Oh yeah. Peter Parker's responsible for that being's death.
Well, he did technically do the deed, did he?
Peter Parker's hands are clean.
Yeah. I just reference aliens.
If you and your friend that doesn't watch Marvel movies go to the beach and that friend goes too far in the ocean and you're there with him and he starts to drown and then you just swim back to shore and ignore it. Kill a guy?
I think it's more of if you're driving a car down a freeway and you open up the passenger side door and unclip his belt and maybe nudge him a bit and he falls over into the, you know.
On your way to see a Marvel film that he has no idea about because he doesn't usually watch them, or he does watch them, but doesn't care.
You're going deep into a philosophical question now.
And you push him into the road. Is that your
fault? That's murder then.
Or like the three of us are on a pier. I'm at the end of the pier. The four of us are on a pier. I'm at the end of the pier. You three are at the start of the pier, and you set the pier on fire. I still die at your hand.
Why are you jumping in the water?
Jackson notoriously cannot swim nor see flames.
Nor feel heat. He doesn't know.
I think what annoys me about it is that smoky. Making a joke after would be fine for maybe Tony Stark, Peter Quill, any of the other.
Well, like, it'd be fine then.
Because those characters have been established as being silly people. They're gaggy people.
I just
Black Widow has never been the jokester of the
group. I didn't think that as her joke.
She makes the gross,
but it
the
is
gross
a joke
one,
for us, the audience.
Yeah.
The gross is in character for Black Widow, but I think there is definitely things that you're saying. Shut up, Melody. there is definitely things that you're pointing out in scenes like that happen. Yeah. But
there was one like that. I'm trying to think.
Captain America makes jokes. Fucking Black Panther makes jokes. These are characters that are established as serious people, but because Marvel just struggles to let a serious moment be serious, they got to make a quip.
Parker's death was serious.
Parker did was a gag, but that's fine.
Loki's as well.
Peter Parker's a silly boy. What?
They played that. They didn't play that for laughs.
That was great. That's why I loved Loki's death, because it was played so straight.
How many do you want in a movie? God, you
I'm
got
in.
But the one
and Gamora's. We got two serious ones with no quips.
Thank God.
How
that
many
I got
you
two serious
in one movie?
Deaths.
I guess
so
Heimdall.
That should not be the benchmark.
Heimdall also fucks a fella off into space while he's dying.
That's beautiful. See, we got three.
Three deaths.
Three deaths, zero quips.
I think the quip that works the best, though, is the one right at the start of the movie that ends to the opening credits. Because that's funny and in
Which
character.
One was that?
And it doesn't feel like it's a joke.
Who?
Yeah. Because Bruce Banner's like really shaking. He's like, Thanos is coming. And Doctor Strange is like, who?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was funny.
Because again, if that happened in real life, that wouldn't be a joke.
No.
Like, it's funny, but it's not a joke for the audience. It's actual dialogue.
Which is what Spider-Man Homecoming was full of.
Mm.
Those jokes, it was hilarious.
Fuck, the best joke in Spider-Man Homecoming is definitely that. And it feels like a fuck up.
Which one?
When Ned is left in front of the window of the class and Peter fucks off to go find the guys downstairs that I just watched this film. I haven't burnt into my brain. So Peter fucks off downstairs to find the guys that tried to kill him who are looking for the bomb thing that Peter stole accidentally.
Yeah.
Ned is left standing in front of an open classroom window and there's a kid who's like, what are you doing? And Ned's like, oh, hey, what's up? And the kid's just like, pauses for way too long and is just like, points at what he's doing. He's like, chess. It's so funny and it's so weird.
See, that's great. That's
right. Oh, you know, I think he says, no, he says, how, that's right. Ned says, how are you? And the kid just pauses for way too long and he's just like, chess. Fuck, big fan.
See, that's great.
Best joke.
Marvel's best joke.
Marvel's best joke.
Marvel quips for me feel like they come out of a machine designed to make quips.
to make you hurt.
The Jackson fucker 5000. Producing quip after painful quip.
They found a machine that was meant to torture you and realized that it actually makes jokes that people like. And they're like, we could repurpose this. We just need to pray that this Jackson Bailey never sees one of our films. It'll kill him.
Marvel quip. And I'm like, oh, someone's using the quip, the Jackson fucker 5000. I have to go. That thing is so powerful.
All right. So we've been recording for a while.
An hour.
Look.
An hour. Just over.
We'll just have some concluding thoughts. I liked this film. It's very, very a part one of a two-part
what?
Thing.
Crazy.
Yeah, and wild. Huh. Like, shocking.
Well, he misled me when I was like, this is going to be a two-part movie. And so, Zammit's like, nah.
Nah.
He said that. He goes, nah, it's actually not.
Because I was told, I was informed, because I don't really pay much attention a lot now to like a lot of the media bullshit around like these films. And I remember Dusha being like, oh, they've no longer Avengers Infinity War Part 2. It's no longer Part 2. It's just,
yeah.
It's just another, taking that away. And this, yeah. This is now Infinity War. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess they're not doing Part 1 and 2 anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Sick. And that was my base knowledge.
No, yeah. It's the same as
and
you.
It did seem a little bit like, could go that way, because all it has to take is like, he doesn't click it and he gets stabbed and dies, but yeah, that would be like
a big
quick
cop out.
Yeah,
a
cop
out. Well, like Gamora stabs him halfway through, and then it's just like, oh, we did it.
That was pretty good.
Gamora stabbing. That was also the most gruesome scene of the film. And I wish they had used that on an actual death.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was quite intense. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Marvel were like announced two Avengers films, and they're like, it's actually, and then they were like, it's Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2, and then after a bit, they're like, it's not Part 1, Part 2. These are two standalone films. And the second one's got a title that we can't announce yet because it's a spoiler. It's going to be like, everyone was dead, but now they're good.
Infinity
Thanos
Peace.
Thanos reigns supreme.
Fuck, Infinity Peace.
Imagine. Oh, my God.
What do we all think of the after credits scene?
I thought it was cool. I thought it was neat. I liked that the
very
thing
good.
That he used to contact Captain Marvel was like this weird...
Like a pager?
Yeah, like it was real retro. I was really
real
into
90s.
That.
I liked Zammit informing everyone in the cinema exactly what that just was, so no one wondered.
That was very funny.
He just screamed it out.
Because this ended, everyone was like, huh? Because it was like the symbol. And I was like, it's Captain Marvel, it's...
I was sitting next to Ryder during that scene. Ryder's like, something better fucking happen. I'm like, what do you think? Nothing's going to happen? Then, you know, they get out of the car. Everybody's dying because of the click. Ryder's like, well, fucking Nick Fury better not die. I'm like, do you think Nick Fury, that's going to be it? And then he pulls out the little pager thing. But then he obviously, of course, he starts to die. Ryder's like, what the fuck? I'm like, do you think the pager meant nothing? He's like, yes. I'm like, you're right, Ryder. That scene is just, he pulls it out, dies, the end. Thanos will be back.
It just shows a random logo.
Yeah, like, Ryder, you like,
what a
well,
weird
in
decision.
His defense, Spider-Man Homecoming ends with a fuck you. Captain America makes a speech about how patience is a virtue, but sometimes it leads to nothing.
Yeah,
that's good.
What about Howard the Duck at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy? Was
that's
that
right, because Howard the Duck is best friends with Man-Thing, which means Man-Thing confirmed from movie 2020. Hashtag Man-Thing 2020, let's get it trending.
All right,
I just think that's Donald Trump's re-election campaign.
I'm going to pitch... Political. I'm gonna pitch you an ultimatum.
I'm listening.
A Man-Thing film comes out in 2020, has Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 level of quips, or Man-Thing movie never gets made.
Never gets made.
It was not even hesitation on that.
I could see in his eyes he did consider it.
I did, I thought. But this is what it would, we'd be watching that movie, the quips would be happening, the credits would start rolling, you turn around and there would just be a grave with a headstone being like, Jackson Bailey died from quips, and there'd be a single rose left by my tombstone.
But somehow it's like a bit dusty, so it's like you've been dead for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's accurate. Weathered and worn, like it's been exposed to the elements.
And a bit wet, like it had rained, but we're like, where did we miss that?
Yeah, and I'm still buried in earth, but it's in the middle of the cinema where a seat would go.
Yeah.
That's what would happen. My closing thoughts. I really liked the movie. I know I've talked a lot of shit about it, but I really did. I'd give it like an 8 out of 10. I think it's just that when it's that long and it features so many Marvel characters, it's bound to do everything I love about a Marvel movie and everything I hate about a Marvel movie. And the things I hate about a Marvel movie are easier to talk about. So, gave me our sake, but also gave me ass love. Are my final thoughts on Avengers Infinity War.
All right, well, I'll just say, I think it's balancing, it's juggling an impossible thing to be great because of what it is. But the closest comparison would be like maybe Civil War, and I think this probably does a lot better than that in terms of just engagement stuff until we see it again, and then maybe we'll be surprised. And better than Avengers Age of Ultron. So,
famously a garbage film.
So I'm just saying, I know the ranking is better than some of the other ones, which you would have been like, So in terms of team up.
Definitely in the top half.
And I don't think anyone's going to, I'd be surprised if anyone's going to watch that and not watch the second one. You know what I mean? Absolutely. So like,
it's pretty funny to just be like, the end of this series. Half of people died and Tony's still in space.
Yeah.
What I wash my hands.
But what a good way to celebrate 10 years.
It's hooked you enough to be like, I didn't do a bad job. Yeah, it's absolutely. Not like you watch Batman vs. Superman, you're like, am I ever going to watch Justice League?
I think the thing about these movies, especially like these big kind of team-up movies, is they're actually just never going to be as good as a Winter Soldier. Or the story's too grand.
That's what I mean. You've got to simplify. When
so
it's
for
that
what
big.
It was, it did an admirable, exactly. That's
I'm
a,
upset because
yeah, yeah.
I just realized this series is going to conclude on film 22. And that is... It's an even number, but it's too close to 20, and I wish they just capped it at 20. And 11 years, not 10.
Yeah, that is annoying.
They've cooked it.
I like the studio, I think like Marvel Studios and like the I and the O turned to 10.
It's good because it turned into Marvel Stud 10s.
That was good. I liked it.
Marvel's baseball.
How do you reckon the Avengers Infinity Peace is going to start?
I think it's going to start with... Adam sneezing. No,
in the background. Will that get picked up? Hard
maybe
to say.
We'll see. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's going to be everyone hanging out, meeting up, right? So it'd be like Cap and everyone regrouping.
I reckon it's going to be a giant time.
Captain Marvel. It's got to start with that. Sure.
I reckon giant time jump.
Depends because
giant time jump.
Yeah, a giant like about 10 year time jump.
What? 10 years?
Why not? We're crazy with it.
So now we've just gone crazy. All right, I guess there are no rules. No rules in the studio.
I think it's going to start with Thanos having a cum.
Yeah,
because he clicks like his other hand.
Like a 5 year, a 5 year jump or something like that. Just be like,
man, I'll give you 18 months.
We've like they've got this idea of like, all right, you know, or even like
because he can't
taken,
be too far because the fact is he's going to reverse it all anyway.
It's like taking Tony Stark ages to get back to Earth.
Well,
I'm into it.
It'll start with him still in space. I reckon it might start with Wong.
Yeah, possibly.
Like start pretty similar to Infinity War. Like, as in, sort of be like, source, like, because Doctor Strange no longer exists, so there needs to be some kind of sorcery to use the time stone to go back in time. But this all depends on how Captain Marvel ends. Because if Captain Marvel doesn't end with her in the present day, Infinity Peace will start with Captain Marvel getting into the present day because she will be one of the main characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she's super, she can do everything, right?
She's very powerful.
I don't actually know what her power set is.
I feel like I remember reading somewhere the Marvel people being like, she is going to be the most powerful person in the MCU.
Unless maybe they're like combining like Captain Marvel with like some of the other entities of like space. Like, fuck, I forget some of them, but like, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I just remember reading that somewhere. They're like, she will be the most powerful person.
Scarlet Witch just has wild powers that they just never really...
That's something I brought up in the car, but I didn't bring up here. I think it's a shame that Marvel hasn't been more creative with the way people's powers look.
Yeah.
Like, I felt that fight with Scarlet Witch and Vision was not that visually interesting because Scarlet Witch's powers are red balls.
Mm.
I was like, Doctor Strange is super cool because he makes those, like, ribbons of runes and scrolls and shit. Wow, that's mad. And, you know, Iron Spider's Spider-Man. Vision is a guy.
Shoots laser from his forehead.
Yeah.
Similar to Iron Man, but instead from his forehead rather than his chest.
Yeah.
Exactly. Imagine from his man forehead.
Shut up. beam from his face.
It's the only thing left, I think.
He'd be blind during it as well, so he'd have to be fucking certain of where he's aiming, yeah.
They should do more of Spider-Man jumping through stuff. Whenever he's doing that, it looks cool. Yeah, when he's flying through debris.
They've really just done that. Perfect. Yeah. I was surprised. Weirdly, when Thanos did his click and he went into that world where it was just him and like young Gamora, and it's like...
That was cool.
That was cool. I actually thought that was going to be like Death.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Like, in the comics, you know, he's like, he's trying to court Death or whatever, and sometimes Death is like a little girl. Mm. Maybe it was Death. I don't know. But like, yeah, I thought that was going to be more like, ah, he's just, he's doing that again.
But yeah,
just,
but just kind
of, you know, people thought that Hela might pop back because she said she is the something of Death in Ragnarok. And people were like, ah, he's going to try and impress her. No.
He's like, look, Thanos is a pure mathematician.
Absolutely.
Everything has to balance.
Thanos, former Mayor Thanos.
Mayor Thanos, future mathematician. I guess in my closing arguments, this is a good film. It's like, it's one of those film like episodes that sort of come in. Like, what do we think of it? It actually is pretty good. Nothing, yeah. I can't really fault it for much other than being like really nitpicky. Like, I'm like, I had such a good time. Mm. I really enjoyed every character. I enjoyed all the villains, even like the lackeys.
Mm. Yeah,
I really enjoyed.
Not bad.
Yeah, just, they were a lot of fun. I loved that little the alien guy, whatever his name was.
The mind control, the telekinesis.
Yeah, the telekinesis one. He was great.
It was a waste. I felt like he was almost wasted.
I liked when he shushed. I was like, it's cool that shush is like a universal. Gesture. Mm. We all know shush. Doesn't matter where you come from.
Shush. Like,
you know, such a big mouth.
Yeah. That's how you can do it. You're going to put your finger very high up on the. Yeah.
His palm was covering his mouth, basically, and his finger was somewhere.
Does it still work there?
You have to be. Your lips have to be at least at the base of your finger.
And that's for maximum cockiness is lips, base of finger.
You go any lower, you look like an idiot.
How about this? So like. Lips on your near your elbow.
So no, now it's cool.
Now you're a giraffe.
Notice if your hands under the forehead. It's like,
what if you go below your chin?
No, that's good because that's a subtle shush. That's a church shush.
Yeah, that's a
Jesus. Listen,
you're not shushing. You are shushing.
Reminding them that they're in the house
shush.
Of the Lord.
Yeah,
actually, no. Like people have done like below the chin shush. That's acceptable. But no one goes above the head shush.
I feel like it needs to be. Because if you go below, if you go below the chin, it's always like a, but it's like you're not really shushing them. You're just reminding them that you couldn't shush.
It's like
but above the head, I feel like it needs to be like shush.
You're conducting.
Yeah. Like you had both hands up there. Just
I think below the chin, the shush that you do with your mouth is that's the whole shush. The hand is you saying no.
Shh. Oh, it is a bit no.
I also, George, the lips on your hand shush is good if it goes to a point. Shh.
Whoa. And you can try all of these out at home, listeners.
It's the best part about the shushes we come up with.
Out as well.
I don't know about the little finger.
Little finger out always makes everything look more cocky.
Yeah, it does.
It always does. Shh. It's always so casual. You're like, I'm not even going to close my hand.
Open palm. So cocky.
So cocky.
I can't even. I'm making a cocky face and I can't even help. Like, it's just automatic.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
Go see Infinity War.
Go see Infinity
War. All seen this. Are we preaching to the fucking choir? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we are.
It's like, go see it again and make the second round decision.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if I watch it again too soon, I won't like it.
Yeah,
me
too.
I think that it'll probably drag heaps. But maybe, I don't know. I probably will watch it again soon. Movies happen.
Maybe. Maybe like an IMAX or something.
Yeah, you can do that. See what it's like.
We saw it on a notoriously famously small screen.
Tiny. It was like it was in the back of a van, black and white. So small.
We actually just drove for the drive-ins, but we didn't want to pay for a ticket. So we parked on a side street.
We sat on each other's shoulders.
We were joking in the car on the way there. Like, how great would it be if the premiere was in like a drive-in?
Ah, yes.
Because we have a drive-in quite close to where we live.
How good would it be? The premiere was at a drive-through, and you had to just keep doing loops, buying Maccas every time.
What if you don't even you don't even get to see it? The person working there has to tell you what's happening.
Welcome to the premiere. Yeah. Anyway, so the opening scene of the movie
it's happening. For they're watching it on a smaller TV, so they're like, Thanos,
my dog barking at a helicopter.
Is your dog protecting us from a helicopter?
Good melody.
I hate space crimes. Helicopters are from space, Jackson. Don't give me that look.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been George.
And this has been What Did We Think of Infinity War? And we thought, hey, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Affinity War. We should have made that joke.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.